Peya, Parakei, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will deal with the concept of being a temporary ani, a temporary poor person. Bala bayis shaya over mimakom lemakom. A bala bayis, which is a term that the Torah, that the Mishnah uses to describe somebody who's an usher, somebody who's not an ani. Shaya over mimakom lemakom. He was traveling from place to place and he doesn't have any money with him. But sarach lito leket shikha upeya umaiser ani, and he, since he has nothing, no money, so, and he has no food, so he needs to take leket or shikha and peya or even maiser ani, the 10% of the produce that's given to a poor person. Yitol, he may take. Uch sheyachzer leveso yishalim, when he returns back to his house and he has his wealth once again, then yishalim, he should pay back, and the Yerushalmi says that he pays back to the aniyim of the city from which he took, not the aniyim in his city. He didn't take from them. He took away from the aniyim in that place. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that the temporary ani needs to pay back what he took. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Ani Haya Ba'osa Shah. At that time, he was an Ani. We don't look at the fact of that at home he has money. Right now, he has no money. He's considered an Ani. And therefore, he has no need to pay it back because he qualified at that time. Now, the Rambam holds that despite the halacha being that he was an Ani at that time, for midas chasidus, if a person wants to be extra scrupulous, then he should still pay back, even though the halacha does not actually require him to. However, the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that there is not even a midas chasidus to pay back. The halacha is absolute. He was an ani, and he was completely justified in taking it, and there's no even idea, no issue whatsoever, no preference of him paying back at all.